Where does this take you? Though the incredible vocals of the Newcastle Chamber Choir. Did that take you to Christmas? But it's a sound you might hear, or not hear as much in 2020. Why is that? Ben Lambert is the conductor and artist director at Newcastle Chamber Choir. Anna Ryan is the president of the choir, and they're both with me this morning. Good morning to both of you.
Morning, Craig.
Good morning, Craig.
Ben, explain to us, if you can, what actually is happening at the moment with the choir.
Look, it's been a pretty terrible year for us and for a lot of people around Newcastle and Australia, I suppose. But we haven't been able to perform at all, essentially, or really rehearse. So we were rehearsing, and then obviously we wanted to play ball with the COVID restrictions, and we went on to Zoom. And Zoom isn't ideal for music making. We ended up with playing a recording over Zoom, and each individual choir member just singing along in their own house, which was pretty funny and entertaining for a couple of weeks. But that soon got very tiresome. So we just called a sabbatical, and we haven't done any performances this year, and we haven't we've done one rehearsal in the last 6 months or so. So
is that likely to change between now and Christmas?
I'm so glad to hear that 30 people can sing outside now, because that opens up singing to happen for Christmas. But for us, that won't really change, because it takes time to plan concerts. It really does take a lot of effort to do rehearsals, and to get any sort of really high quality choral stuff happening, you've got to have a long lead up, and then you've got to, you know, advertise that you're doing a Christmas concert, and you've got to book a venue, and venues won't have us, so you'd have to do it outside, and you'd have to amplify yourselves usually, and it gets really tricky. So that's not going to change for us, unfortunately.
Now, Anna, your role as the president of the choir, that decision to shut down and take a sabbatical, as Ben described it, how difficult was that decision?
Well, it was quite frustrating for us, actually. We're very fortunate is that we have two medical professionals within our choir. So we've been very much referring to them and been in close discussions with what's appropriate, what we can do. And as Ben said, you know, we moved to Zoom fairly early on. We've just been following all the protocols that we can, and it's really sort of been on their advice, as well as, you know, looking at the guidelines of what we can and can't do, and that's really dictated what we've been able to do this year. So the one rehearsal that we had last Tuesday, actually, which was just fabulous for everybody to be able to get together, and we held that. It was a private residence in an indoor outdoor sort of space, plenty of ventilation. So we're really trying to cover ourselves and play by the rules, but it has been really, really frustrating.
Has it been disappointing that the government haven't given you more support?
Oh, incredibly so. And we've just found that it's been the rules have been very two-faced. You know, we're looking at sporting events where there are 30,000 people outside at events, singing, shouting, yeah, hugging. You know, you look at the rugby league, and, you know, fantastic for sport. However, there's such a double standard, and you know, lots of people do music for their mental health. I mean, there's so many different choirs, and I think that's played a massive toll on lots of community groups this year. So it has been really quite frustrating, to say the least.
So, Ben, do you share the view that Anna's expressed here? Because the point you make about the sport and the crowds there, they've obviously politically had a lot of clout, worked hard, continued to be, I suppose, a squeaky wheel. Did you take this argument to the politicians and say, hang on a minute, you're allowing these sporting events to go ahead, why aren't you allowing us to sing?
Yes, look, I agree with that. I mean, I watched that Storm versus Panthers game And there was 37,000 people there, and I saw them all singing the national anthem and yelling and screaming and hugging. And I really like the footy. I love watching the footy, and I don't want sport to necessarily be restricted. I just think that everyone should be in the same boat. And so, obviously, I think singing can be a higher risk activity for sure. If there's community transmission, I think that's a completely appropriate way to look at it. I don't think it's actually as bad as it sometimes is portrayed. But in terms of what's been done locally in Newcastle, so there are so many choirs in Newcastle, and Christopher Allen and the University Newcastle University Choir and Peter Guy were very active in October in sending letters out to Dr. Kerry Chant, the New South Wales Minister for Health, and Brad Hazard, and trying to get them to explain or allow choirs to be part of that standard, you know, and get back to what we can do. And all of them were knocked back. So Newcastle's been quite active in asking to be exempt because we're not a hotspot, you know, that we don't have community transmission. We're not in Sydney. And that makes very, very rational sense to me. So it has been incredibly frustrating, and I share that view.
I think a big part of it is simply economics and dollars. You know, they're making money out of big sporting events. Community choirs, who cares about them, sort of thing. So I really do think that dollars speak volumes in this regard, and it is really
the one thing I would point out is last year we put on so many shows. We hosted I think around 40 something concerts, and we went to a Stedfords. We were going to go overseas to Tasmania and put shows on all around Hobart and in festivals in Tasmania. And the amount of money that choirs actually can be bringing to local economies and performances. We were going to put on performances in Sydney and Canberra and Newcastle and everything. And the amount of culture you're injecting into cities and the amount of, money that you can actually make, and we're completely financially independent.
I just think
and so we need to ticket concerts and to survive.